Hello everyone and welcome to day 14 of the World 2020 qualifiers. We have three games today, there'll be two to go after this. And to join me to talk about them is Andrew Nixon. Hi Andrew.
Hi Russ, hi everybody.
Andrew, after the excitement of Tuesday and Thursday, today was a little bit of a letdown. I don't think the teams were quite as intense and there wasn't a lot of great cricket on display.
Yeah, I think that's certainly said today. It was visible in the reactions of the players after the matches. There was no wild celebrations. There was no the losers weren't in the depths of despair or anything. It was just an ordinary match really, but in both semi-finals certainly.
The prize that they do have is to qualify into different places in the World 2020 to the extent that they can control that. Maybe that's interesting. The fifth versus sixth one we'll look at first. Oman really just struggled to post a decent total. They've lost too many wickets. But at some point during that innings, Afghan's chase, they had them on the ropes. They had them three down for just seven runs. They had Nabi drop first ball. It could have been four down. Apparently there are a lot of other drops in their innings as well. Their catching has to improve a lot before the World 2020.
It certainly does. They've looked a bit ropey in the field throughout the tournament, really. I saw the first game and they looked terrible in the field then, and other people who have seen other games have said the same thing, and in the televised game the other day. And yeah, if they're going to succeed at the World 2020, they need to do a lot better than that. I think this win puts them in the group with Zimbabwe. I'm not too sure about that, unless the ICC have changed out the group, it seems. So Oman will obviously look to push Zimbabwe, because Zimbabwe aren't particularly great at 2020 cricket. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I think Oman will think they could have won that game had Nabi not been dropped. And yeah, but obviously that good partnership between Shinwari and Nabi, and then Shinwari and Najibullah Zadran sort of won the game for Afghanistan.
In the first of the semi-finals, Hong Kong had a quick but somewhat erratic start, and they lost far too many wickets in the power play, even though they scored quite quickly. And that was kind of true throughout the innings, except for Chapman, who was out and bowled, playing across the line. Most of them were actually caught trying to hook short deliveries, and the total was chased very easily with Scotland.
Yeah, I think this was a new pitch for the games at Malahide, and it was a lot bouncier than the other pitches I've been in. I think obviously Scotland recognised that at the toss and didn't hesitate to put Hong Kong in. Isis Khan also batted reasonably well for 31 from 21 balls. But yeah, in general, Scotland well on top of that game, and sort of Kurtzer came out firing on all cylinders. Callum McLeod was out earlier. He looked quite out of sorts, it has to be said, but then Cross came in, he clubbed 39 from 15. A pretty comprehensive win for the Scots.
They've probably been the most impressive team in this tournament, and we'll want to show it in the final. They'll be playing the Netherlands. There was quite a good crowd for this match. There's maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people came in, a lot of Irish shirts, which was great to see. But the Irish never quite got going either. The Dutch team as well, pretty well. Van der Gooten was 2 for 16, Bakari 4 for 28, Ben Meekrens 2 for 14, and in the end it was just not a big enough total.
Yeah, the Dutch team was bowled superbly, I thought. They definitely had a plan for the Irish side. If you look at the scorecard, 8 of the Ireland batsmen were out caught, and it was all a similar shot. They tried to pull a short ball and either got a top edge, which was easily caught, or got caught on the boundary. Peter Boren was very clever with his field settings. He looks like he actually had looked what the Irish batsmen's strengths and weaknesses were, and maybe he hadn't. Maybe it was just luck, but yeah, pretty poor batting performance for Ireland. And the batting hasn't been particularly impressive throughout the tournament, apart from in brief spots here and there. And I think they're very much a side on decline in 2020 cricket.
And the Dutch response, it was a bit of a slow start, but it wasn't a huge total. And except for maybe late on when Cooper got out, it was never in doubt. And once they hit a few boundaries at the end, it was very pretty straightforward chase.
Yeah, I think going into the last four overs, the Dutch needed, I think, 7 and over, which could have been tricky. But then Boren and Max O'Dowd had two quite big overs, and that won the game for the Netherlands. It was a very well paced chase, and we've seen Peter Boren do these sort of innings in the past before, and he was the same again today.
So to the final, it's a rematch of a game earlier in the tournament between Scotland and the Netherlands. you probably think they would be quite close. The Netherlands won the first one quite easily.
Yeah, I think, and it will be a close game. I think the Netherlands probably didn't have as comfortable a win as Scotland did, but you know, the Netherlands, you know, they know they've beaten Scotland earlier in the tournament, so they'll go into the final feeling they can do it again. I think Peter Boren said, you know, at the toss and after the game, that you know they were looking to win an associates tournament. They've not won one since the 2001 ICC Trophy, a top level associates tournament. So they're very keen to do that again. Whereas you know, Scotland will be looking back about 10 years to the last time they played in a final in Ireland, the ICC Trophy that year, which they won. So yeah, I think both sides have something to play for, despite it being you know pretty much a dead game as far as qualification goes.
And the third, fourth, which is a much more dead game, I don't think we can make any predictions about Hong Kong in this tournament, but you definitely expect Ireland to be the best team.
Yeah, and obviously Ireland, you're looking for revenge after that defeat to Hong Kong earlier in the tournament. So, yeah, I think Ireland will probably come out and they want to give their home crowd something to cheer for on the final day.
All right, well, assuming it doesn't rain, which is actually supposedly quite likely, I'll chat to you then, Andrew.
Thanks, Russ.